welcome to Stream of Comfort. In this episode, episode 1, we'll be looking for comfort in the film Dread. That's Dread, D-R-E-D-D, not D-R-E-A-D-D. Sometimes life gets us all down. The comfort we can take from Dread is that what seems extraordinary from one perspective is just ordinary from another. That's right. You might be in the middle of what feels like a crisis. Perhaps you're trapped in a tower block being shot at by lunatics. But looked at from someone else's point of view, your crisis might in fact appear normal. It's all a matter of perspective. The truth is, looked at this way, from a distance, your pain is only boring. And there's a comforting softness about that. There's always someone worse off than you. And that's a real comfort, but not for them. Let's example for say that you're a newbie police officer. You've just managed to scrape through your rookie police tests on account of your psychic ability to bend film. It's your first day in police academy, and you feel in over your depth and out of your head. All of these natural feelings of anxiety and cognitive dissonance and sense are quite natural and nothing to be deeply ashamed of. But let's imagine that things soon spiral when your worst day goes from bad to worse. Every cop needs a partner, in the same way that every half needs another half to make a whole thing. Two cops are a whole thing. But life can throw all kinds of unexpected parties. And yours is Dread, one of those upside-down, smiley chin drawings, but turned the right way up and in a helmet. Dread doesn't smile, and when he does, flowers die. In our thought experiment, three drug dealers die when they're thrown from the top flower of a tower. Three of them hit the floor and lie dead, like fallen flowers. You make the call to check out the scene of the crime, but things soon spiral out of control, and you quickly find yourself trapped in a tower block and hunted by vicious dogs, mobs. We all know that starting a new job is often a stressful time. It's a time when you're particularly prone to negative self-talk. Maybe I'm just a perp. My mother's a perp. Everyone's a perp. And it's a time when it's key important to develop positive habits that will last a lifetime and beyond. Two great positive habits that we can take from Dread are shoot a lot, don't get caught, and have a special power. But maybe the most important thing we've learned today is always expect every day to be your worst day, because then it will be, but you won't be surprised. Instead, you'll be hardened, unshockable, and emotionally flatlined, and that's not even an adjective. I mentioned cognitive dissonance. Goodbye. That was episode 1 of Stream of Comfort. If you want to learn more about Dread, then do. Next time on Stream of Comfort, we'll be taking comfort from RoboCop.